Here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona, one of our major sponsors and an exhibitor is American Honda Motor Company. And with me in this interview is Gunnar Lindstrom. And Gunnar, first of all, could you tell me a little bit about what you do for the company?
I coordinate the efforts of all alternative fuels at American Honda. Right now, we are very much pushing for natural gas as the near-term solution, and that will eventually take us to the potential of hydrogen, which is a future solution.
So here at this conference, I know you have an exhibit. What are the things that we're going to see from Honda here at the Congress?
The big news we do here, Chuck, is that we are introducing the brand new version of the Civic GX natural gas vehicle. It's an all-new vehicle from the ground up, which has earned accolades from everywhere, including being named Car of the Year in its gasoline and hybrid versions. The natural gas version, of course, is the identical car, but instead it's powered by natural gas.
Will we see this vehicle on display here?
Yes, we will. We will unveil it on Monday at the opening ceremonies. And, of course, production will start on Friday, May 12th. And at that point, we will continue to supply our fleet customers, but we'll also expand into retail customers in California first. We will have committed ourselves to selling in retail cars in New York in the late fall. And at that point, later on this year, we will announce other areas where we will introduce the car for retail sales.
As we look out into the future, what can we expect from Honda?
Well, we will continue to push for natural gas as a very important alternative fuel vehicle in the near and midterm. Natural gas is 100% petroleum displacement. It's basic, fundamentally domestic fuel. It is absolutely clean. So we believe that to be the best of all combinations of all the alternatives in the near term. Of course, long term, we hope this car will help us to bridge the gap over to hydrogen. But hydrogen is far into the future. It's very difficult and has a lot of barriers to it right now. Some of which the natural gas car will help us to overcome, not only on the technical side, but also on the consumer acceptance side. You know, in other words, customers would feel comfortable refueling and running with a high-pressure gas tank in the car. Those are important attributes that will help us to bridge the gap over to hydrogen.
Is there anything else you'd like the consuming public to know about what Honda Motor Company is doing in the alternative fuel arena at this point?
Well, we have a multifaceted program. Of course, we try to make our regular gasoline cars as efficient as can be, and we are the company with the highest miles per gallon average of all the major automakers. So we have a leading fuel economy of car in each category that we compete in. The second issue is that we go further into hybrids. Hybrids are still gasoline, but much better than the average gasoline car because it uses less of the fuel that we're trying to get rid of, gasoline. And finally, we think the ultimate solution is natural gas because it has so many positive advantages. It is immediately available everywhere. Of course, there are some fuel stations missing, but in the big scheme of things, I think that is a minor issue. If you consider building out both E85 infrastructure and potentially building out hydrogen infrastructure, which is a formidable task. Even though we know how to do it, it is very expensive to do.
Well, thank you very much, Gunnar Lindstrom with American Honda Motor Company here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.